Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. In our story, Joshua and Jasper are getting ready for bed after a day full of fun and sweets at their grandparents' house. They loved their grandma's pies and cookies, especially the oatmeal raisin ones that made them like raisins. Dressed in their cow pajamas, which make them laugh and pretend to be cows, they climb into bed. They ask Grandpa for a bedtime story, not from a book, but a real story from when he wasn't so ancient. They are curious about everything on the farm, especially the colorful wallpaper and why Grandpa likes colorful food. Grandpa then tells them about Bessie, the playful cow who likes to play soccer in the back field in summer. He shares how they would kick the ball back and forth, and if Bessie scored, she'd get an extra apple. Grandpa promises that next summer, they can play soccer with Bessie too. Before continuing with our story, why don't you take a moment to make sure you are cozy and comfortable? If you are in bed, get tucked in tight. By yourself, try taking in some great big belly breaths. Focusing on taking deep breaths will help you relax any time of the day. Close your eyes if you'd like as we start our story. Bessie, the cow who plays soccer. It's time you two got ready for bed. You have another big day tomorrow, and a good night's sleep always makes for a great day, Joshua and Jasper's grandfather said. Joshua and Jasper reluctantly got up from the couch. They didn't watch many TV shows at home because their parents were super strict. But staying at their grandparents' house meant that the usual rules were relaxed a little bit, especially the sweets part. They thought that Nanny's pie was the best they had ever tasted, and her cookies were amazing too, especially the oatmeal raisin ones. They didn't like raisins until they had them in her cookies. Joshua and Jasper were still staying with their grandparents while their mother and father were on a long business trip. Their grandparents lived in an old farmhouse on a big farm, with big barns and long, narrow fields. There were even groves of trees and a forest out back to explore. It was winter now, so they got to go outside and do all kinds of fun activities. The best part was that they could always come inside when they got cold, and their Nana would make them hot chocolate to warm up with. At bedtime, they found out that their grandpa knew many stories and had many storybooks on his shelves to read for them. Joshua and Jasper had their bath, brushed their teeth, and put on the new pajamas that their nanny had bought for them. They had cows on them, which they thought was funny. Jasper would moo like a cow and pretend to chew his cud, while Joshua would pretend to make stinky farts, because he felt that they must do that. He read a book once about a cow who farted. Climbing into the tall, old, and creaky bed, Jasper asked, "We really liked the stories you read us from your bookshelf, but could you tell us a story about your life? You know, a story from ancient times." Their grandfather laughed. "What would you like to know?" "Well, why are all the walls in the bedrooms covered in different colored flowers?" Joshua asked as he pointed to the walls in their bedroom. "That's the wallpaper that came with the house. Your grandmother likes it, and I haven't really given it much thought. Don't you like all the pretty colors?" "I like color in many things. I like color on my plate at breakfast, dinner, and supper," their grandfather explained. "You like flowers for breakfast, Grandpa?" Joshua asked, a little confused. "No. In our day, we always tried to put some color on the plate. Usually that meant you were eating good food. At supper, your grandmother puts some red from carrots, green from beans, and creamy white from potatoes on our plate. At breakfast, I cheat and put some blueberry jam on my toast." "I like ketchup. That's red, right?" Jasper said with enthusiasm. Their grandfather laughed. "I like ketchup on my French fries, but your grandmother won't let me have that very often. She says they are for a treat." "Like her delicious cookies and pie?" Jasper asked. "That's right. She is a great baker and cook. I've tried many times, but I am not very good. So your grandmother won't let me do much in the kitchen other than clean and make coffee." "Daddy can cook pancakes, I think. He makes them on special days when he isn't busy at work," Joshua explained. "And he knows how to burn eggs," Joshua added. "Haha, yes, I have heard about your father's eggs. I think he is a much better cook than I am," their grandfather said with a laugh. "He says he will practice, and that practice helps make you better at things. So maybe someday he won't burn the eggs anymore," Joshua said. "Can you tell us more about the farm, Grandpa? Where did all the cows go? Bessie looks so lonely in the barn all by herself," Jasper said, his eyes looking sleepier and sleepier. "And the pigs, Grandpa? You don't have any pigs left. Didn't you used to have a whole bunch of pigs that made really big stinks? My mother said it used to be very, very stinky and that they were noisy all the time," Jasper asked. "As we got older, your nanny and I became less interested in the kind of farm we had when we were younger. We sold all our pigs and only keep old Bessie and the chickens now. Old Bessie is a good friend, and in the summer, she follows me around the farm. In the winter, she likes the warmth of the barn. Don't worry, though. She is happy there, and the cats keep her company. We have lots of cats," their grandfather explained. "So you don't work anymore, Grandpa? I heard that when you get really old, you are supposed to relax all day long, play cards, and listen to really old music." "You and Nanny still seem busy," Joshua said. "We aren't that old," Grandpa said with a grin. "We grow a lot of vegetables in the summer, which we sell. Plus the chickens keep us busy in the winter. And those apples in your Nanny's delicious pie come from our orchard. Our farm now focuses on growing delicious and healthy food." "Yeah, I like your carrots," Joshua said. "And the apple pie," Jasper added. "Did I ever tell you how old Bessie likes to play soccer?" their grandfather asked. "Grandpa, cows can't play soccer," Joshua said with a laugh. "That's just silly." "It's silly, but true. Every summer in the backfield, I set up a net for Bessie to play soccer with me. It's a lot of fun, and when you both visit next summer, maybe you can try playing with her. Some cows are just like great big dogs. I think Bessie is a great big Dalmatian. Has Bessie been playing for a long time? Jasper asked, pulling up the covers tight because he knew Grandpa would tell a story. She has been playing for a while, especially when we just had a few cows left. I think she was always this way, playful and fun, at least when she was a calf. But I guess with the other cows around, well, when many of them left, she felt more free to be more playful. Of course, Bessie is no ordinary cow. If you look into her big, kind eyes, you can see the mischief. She loves nothing more than to run around jumping and kicking in the back field when the sun is shining bright. Our back field has a wide stretch of green, perfect for fun and, as I found out years ago, soccer. How did you find out that she liked to play soccer? Joshua whispered, his eyes getting droopy. Well, one sunny morning while I was fixing the fence, I kicked an old soccer ball that had been lying around. To my surprise, Bessie trotted over, her ears perked up with curiosity. She watched the ball roll and then, with a nudge of her big wet nose, she pushed it back to me. Well, isn't that interesting, I thought. Bessie likes to play ball. From that day on, every afternoon, Bessie and I had our special soccer time. I'd kick the ball gently, and she'd chase after it, pushing it back with her nose. Sometimes, she'd even try to kick it with her hooves, which was quite a sight. Her big, clumsy feet would tap at the ball, sending it zigzagging across the field. I even made up a little game. If Bessie could get the ball past me, she'd win an extra apple from the orchard at dinner time. Oh, she loves apples, almost as much as you two do. She'd moo with excitement and give the ball an extra hard nudge. Many times, she outsmarted me, sending the ball rolling into the goal we'd made from two hay bales. "Goal for Bessie," I'd shout, and she'd do a little victory dance, her tail swishing in the air. The other animals left on the farm started to take notice. The chickens would cluck and watch from the sidelines, and even old Duke, our farm dog, bless his soul, would lift his head to see what all the fuss was about. But nobody enjoyed the game as much as Bessie. As the summer went on, Bessie became quite the soccer star. She developed her own little way of kicking the ball, using the side of her hoof to give it a nudge and finishing with her nose. It was clear she was having lots of fun, and so was I. Playing soccer with Bessie in the field is some of the most fun I have in summer. Then, as summer turned to fall and the air grew cooler, I got busy with the harvest, and we would play a lot less. She understands, I think, and every now and then, on a warm day, Bessie and I would share a look, and I knew it was time for a quick game. In the winter, of course, it's too cold and the snow too deep to play. But maybe I could teach her how to play hockey. She is smart enough. I've never had a smarter cow. All I would have to do is create a rink in the field outside of the barn and find her two pairs of skates and a helmet. What do you guys think? Do you think that Bessie the cow could learn how to skate and play hockey? Neither Joshua nor Jasper replied. They were both fast asleep. And with that, Grandpa fixed their blankets, blew them kisses, said goodnight, and left the kids nestled in their beds, dreaming of Bessie's soccer adventures. And that's the end of our story. If you are still awake, take a few more deep breaths. Maybe you will have dreams of cows playing soccer. Good night. Sleep tight.